Hello, friends, and welcome to a slightly spicy reading of Legally Correct Fairy Tales by David Fisher. I wanted to do a riff on the hysterical literature thing that so many of us seem to have found at the same point in our lives. So I have a vibrator in, and I will be reading you these legalese versions of fairy tales. Let's get that vibrator going. Ugh, this is a new one. It's got a remote, and I am trying to figured it out. All right. So, welcome to the trial of Jack Doe and Jill Doe versus the Imperial Bucket Corporation. I can't stop laughing. This is so funny. Okay. The plaintiffs, Jack Doe and Jill Doe, both minors, do hereby allege that, one, they suffered grievous and permanent injuries when a steel bucket manufactured by the defendant, Imperial Bucket Corporation, proved to be of unsafe design and manufacture, and without proper safety guards, so as to allow it to be operated in an unsafe manner by these miners. And two, the defendant is guilty of such gross product liability to be responsible for these injuries and therefore should compensate Jack and Jill for a sum greater than $5 million. Plaintiffs were both completely untrained in the proper operation of the defendant's bucket, hereinafter referred to as the pail, when they attempted to convey such pail up a steep incline, hereinafter referred to as the hill. The pail manufactured by the defendant was made of steel and weighed 1.6 pounds when empty. It was designed to be carried by a rounded metal handle, or bale. Depending on the material used to fill the pail, the weight of the pail could vary between 1.9 pounds for cotton and 61 pounds for pig iron. Unless one received proper instruction in the use of this pail, it could easily be overloaded, causing it to become unstable. The pail provided no directions for safe use, no warnings of any kind about the potential danger of the pail, and no safety devices to protect individuals from suffering injuries when using this pail. The pail could be operated by minors who could not possibly be aware of the inherent dangers in the defective design of this pail and would therefore be subject to injury. Jack and Jill will testify that they were able to move forward in a skipping, defined by proceeding with leaps and bounds, manner up the hill, holding onto the pail, which swung precariously between them. Upon reaching the top of said hill, they proceeded to fill the pail with a clear liquid, hereinafter referred to as water. The weight of the water will be affixed through laboratory testing. What they could not possibly have known is that the defective design of this pail permitted it to be filled with water to an unsafe level. As plaintiffs began carrying the now hazardous steel pail down the side of said hill, the water began shifting in the pail, causing the weight to be unevenly distributed. While this motion, known scientifically as sloshing, did cause a partial reduction in the contents of the pail, this had the effect of causing an additional unbalancing of the pail. Jack and Jill, neither being experienced in the trade of carrying a pail of water down a steep incline, suffered extreme difficulty in maintaining the control over the pail. In their effort to retain control over the pail, both Jack and Jill individually and simultaneously did lose their balance, owing entirely to the instability of the pail. According to police reports, Jack apparently lost control of the pail and fell down the hill. Jill, a young female weighing approximately 48 pounds, could not possibly have been expected to retain control of the pail without assistance and immediately came tumbling after. By reason of the foregoing, By reason of the foregoing and by reason of the defendant's negligence, it just kicked up a notch. That was accidental. Oh, jeez. Plaintiffs were severely bruised, injured, and wounded. Suffered, and still suffer, and will continue to suffer for some time to come. Physical and mental pain, and great bodily injuries. Specifically, Jack broke his crown in 3 different places, in addition to fracturing his ribs and right arm. Jill sustained bruises and contusions to her... Ah! Oh, fuck! That's just... The control button on this vibrator is like right where I'm accidentally sitting. So it keeps kicking up. Specifically, Jack broke his crown in 3 different places. In addition to... Okay, I already read that. Some of these injuries may well be of a permanent nature, so as to affect the lives of these miners forever and one day. Fuck. My legs are falling asleep. The Imperial Bucket Corporation, being aware for an undetermined time that the bucket they callously manufactured and offered to market had serious design flaws, and under certain conditions could cause severe injury, nevertheless, did continue to manufacture and market a bucket to the public. They failed to take the necessary steps to inform the public of the potential for injury inherent in the use of their product. That they did so and continue to do so indicates a disregard for the public welfare, for which punitive damages may be deemed appropriate. Well, until such design problems as noted are corrected, the Imperial Bucket Corporation should be enjoined from offering their product for sale to the public. They should also be required to recall all such defective buckets in existence and make appropriate restitution and repairs. All persons, past and present, in possession of this dangerous product should receive notice that under certain conditions, even with proper precautions, use of this product might result in permanent disabling injury. Miners should be prevented from purchasing or possessing this product without proper parental supervision. Due to the use of this defective product, Jack Doe and Jill Doe, miners, have suffered irreparable injury and must be compensated in line with the substantial pain and suffering they have endured. Fuck. Oh. God. All right, that's the end of that one. Next is the case. Oak versus Geppetto. Opinion of Judge Wood, U.S. District Court, Special Branch. The facts. Plaintiff, Oak, has come before this court to plead for the return of his natural-born offspring, a minor hereinafter referred to in this proceeding as Pinocchio. The plaintiff claims that this minor was violently abducted approximately 8 years ago by the defendant, Geppetto. Plaintiff further claims that said Geppetto has brainwashed the minor Pinocchio until he no longer has the ability to determine truth from lie, fact from fiction. Plaintiff demands an... Plaintiff demands immediate return of the minor in addition to an order from the court prohibiting said Geppetto from having any further contact in any form with said minor Pinocchio. Fuck. The defendant, Geppetto, counterclaims that when said minor Pinocchio... Oh... This isn't working. Y'all, I tried. I tried so hard. I was trying to do a hysterical literature type reading, but I just... I have to fuck myself. I have to fuck myself. So I still... I have one of those horseshoe vibrators. Where half is on my clit and half is in me. And I have a dildo. I'm just gonna fuck it. I'm gonna pretend this is you. First time. The first time. The first time a dick slides in. Or a dildo. Oh, Jesus. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, fuck me. You hear that? You're fucking what I am. Oh my god. Oh my god. It. Fuck. 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 So I know if you're listening, you might. You might have a dick. You might possess one. And you might be curious what it feels like. To get just. Let me tell you, I can't speak for everyone with a vagina, but, oh, fuck, fuck, oh, Jesus fucking Christ, just the sensation of being filled up is so intoxicating. It's, fucking Jesus Christ. It's such a, it's such a heady feeling. It's, fuck. It's, oh. It's so intense that sometimes I have to literally just stop. Just stop. And process. Fuck. 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 It's so intense. It's so intense. It's just... It's not just the feeling of being... filled up. And having something just... ruthlessly press against my G-spot. It's... It's a really heady feeling. And... Oh, fuck. I can feel it. It feels like my skin is too tight. Oh, fuck. Jesus Christ. It feels like my skin is too tight. And it feels like... all of my organs can feel it. Fuck. Feels like with every, oh Jesus Christ, with every thrust, I can think less, and less, and less, and less, and less. I don't want to think. Fuck. Can you feel? Can you hear how wet I am? See, the thing about using a dildo myself. It's that my fucking Kegels are so strong. Fuck! That it's... My Kegels are so strong that it makes it kind of hard to lay down and push the toy into myself. That's why it's so much more intense. Oh, God, I'm gonna get more lube. Fucking Jesus. That's why it's so much more intense when there's a partner there. Because if I don't have to worry about fucking railing myself, then I can just focus on how fucking good it feels, and I can know that you're really enjoying those really strong Kegels. It's fucking infuriating. That's why I don't usually. Fuck! That's why. Oh, just slid it in. Oh, Jesus Christ, this toy just hits my G-spot. Fuck, I wish you were here. Fuck, I wish you were here. Fuck, I wish you were just railing me. Oh God, I'm so fucking frustrated. God. All right, I'm... I pushed it out. I pushed the fucking dildo out. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. All right. I have to bring this vibrator back in. I have to come. Please. Come on, work, you fucking pile of shit. Oh! There we go. Oh my God. Fuck. Oh, the toy's hitting my G-spot. It's right there. Please. Come on. Oh, I just want to come. Please let me go. Please. I'm so close. I'm so fucking close. Come on. Please. You know I hate edging. You know I hate it. Please let me go. Fuck. God. Rail me. Oh, I hate doing this myself. Oh, I wish you were here. I fucking wish you were here. Oh my god. Fuck. I just pushed it out again. God damn it. That's okay though, because I still came. Mm-hmm. Thank you for coming along on this imperfect attempt at a hysterical literature type thing. Wish you were here so I could snap your dick in half with my Kegels. Have a fucking great day, GWA.